Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. Thank you. Okay. Enough's enough. You're making it harder than it is. Thank you, okay. Thank you very much. All right. Okay. You made it higher than even it's going to be. You notice the music? My way? I did it my way. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Governor, Attorney General, Congresspeople, U.S. Senator, Treasurer, my City Council. Thank you, State Reps, my friends, my neighbors, and to my right and my left, my family. I never dreamed I would end up here. Mayor of Boston, during its best years. Jobs, graduation rates, construction, and credit ratings are all at a record high. Population, school enrollment, crime rates, and housing all have hit their best mark in years. Boston's neighborhoods. Boston neighborhoods are thriving as they never have. And most important to me, we are a more open and accepting city. It was a new day when you picked a mayor of Italian grandparents. It's much newer day to now. For the past few months, I've been weighing my own place in Boston's bright future. During that time, I've been blessed to regain so much of my health. My physical therapy is going great. That's where I should be right now, but I'm here. I feel better today than I have in a long, long while. I'm back to a mayor schedule, but not a Menino schedule. And I miss that. I miss it in every event. Ribbon cutting, new homeowners dinner, school play, and chance meetings. Spending so much time in the neighborhoods gives me energy. Being with our residents builds our trust. It may not be the only way to lead Boston, but it's the only way for me. So, I'm here with the people I love. To tell the city I love, that I will leave the job that I love. I can run. I can win. I can lead, but not in the neighborhoods all the time as I like. 30 years ago, when I first ran for office, my father, Carl, worried I would end up unemployed. Well, January 1st, Pa. Instead, my neighbors put their trust in me. I'm so humbled and grateful. I will find a way to thank all of you and to celebrate together. But first, we still have much work to do. I have no intention of letting up just yet. I will be very proud if I change our city in some way that lasts. I know from community leaders, business executives, nonprofit champions, and teachers of all types, there are more ways to impact our city than just this one. So, I do plan to stay very engaged in Boston's future. I am not retiring, but just turning one page on this chapter to the next. I have no plans to pick the person to fill the seat. I just ask that you choose someone who loves this city as much as I do. I am so grateful to the number one vote getter in the city, my wife Angela. My family, Susan, Billy and the kids, and Tommy and Lisa and the kids, you know, they've been up by my side for every tough decision along this journey, including this most difficult one. One of the great lessons of this job was meeting half the people who live in the city. I get asked all the time how I met so much of Boston. I just did what I loved. Then it wasn't too hard. All you do is start in Rosedale and rebuild its main streets with neighbors. You walk. You walk with the proud residents of Bowdoin, Geneva every Christmas Eve as they survey their progress. Keep walking until the job is done. You promise the people of Grove Hall a supermarket and a shopping mall, and you deliver. You say in West Roxbury that a landfill will become a park. Then you return for soccer games. You shovel dirt in Dudley Square to move what seemed like mountains. To build Boston's waterfront, a new generation, you collaborate because that's what truly meeting people is. You promise a computer for every classroom, then watch kids teach their grandmothers. No, it's not the grandfathers. How to email. You partner with parents to keep politics out of the school committee. Then you work with them to deliver quality schools closer to their homes. You read to children at dazzling new libraries in Mattapan and Brighton. You open your arms to all new Bostonians, then stand with them as they become citizens. Then you cut a ribbon on the small businesses they started. And then, when the children graduate at the top of their class, we have them for lunch and marvel at how fast they rise up in a city that welcomes them all. You stand with new homeowners in public housing and tell them they deserve a yard and a front door. You reach out to the homeless on cold winter nights and says they count also. You thank nurses and doctors at public hospitals and public health centers because city people deserve great health care too. You rally with gay friends and neighbors. You work with business executives, provide summer jobs, and talk with teens about what they learned. You visit the young kids at Camp Harborview. You come to this building year after year for nights on end to give away school awards and with them encouragement. That's Martha's thing. And you are amazed at how the kids get smarter and the scholarships pour in. In the countries of their parents span the globe. If you want to meet half the people in our city, all you do is go to their homes, their jobs, where they raise their families, where they strive to improve their neighborhoods, and say this: Boston is the greatest city on earth. It's an amazing, the buzz around the city is amazing. It's a history-making place. It gets better every day because of all of you. And as long as you work together, that will never change. Thank you very much.